real buzz this Labor Day long weekend, largely because it's a 60th anniversary of the Labor Day Classic. But hey, come on, look at that forecast we just shared. Nothing but hot weather to get us through. There won't be any complaints of not being able to get out and do what you want to do, whether it be camping or go to the lake or go to the game. No rain to ruin anything. Sure, it might be a little hot for some, but overall, this is just a long weekend. I have been feeling like there is a buzz in this city because of the Riders and their success, and this, for some, a must-win game. Yeah, some people think, you know what, if we lose this, then we potentially could lose at the Badger Bowl, and next thing you know it, we're falling down the standings in the West here. But I'll ask Mayor Chad Baczynski what he thinks and the importance of this game in just a moment. But he now joins me on the phone, and Mayor, thank you for popping by with your weekly visit.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. I better cover some city council matters. You did have a meeting yesterday, although it was a short one. I know there was a discussion on potential improvements to the homeless encampment response strategy. What came out of that?
Yeah, so what came out of that was it was a referral back to administration to do a little more of a wider jurisdictional review of different municipalities and what kind of what kind of things they're doing to try and address encampments, how we support folks, how we get them into supportive housing, all those kinds of things to make sure that we're really looking after the dignity, the safety, the well-being of all those individuals, and looking at best practices across the country.
So, in other words, just to clarify this a little, like potentially, as we get closer to winter, and sites just pop up across the city. Are you thinking that there should be a designated encampment site to be predetermined?
So that's one of the asks, is to look and see what that looks like. Again, is there other examples of that? I personally don't. I wouldn't say I have the expertise for that, which is why we're asking the question to say let's look and see what's happening. If that's something that is happening across the country and something we should be looking at.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, can you tell me about the discussion, too, from yesterday's council meeting about the possibility of dedicating an arena for strictly adult rec hockey? Is that coming to fruition, or is that a good idea?
So that one didn't go through. That didn't pass yesterday. The ultimate motion, it was split into, it ended up being voted in two parts. The first part was around dedicating some specific hours around adult rec hockey. So that one didn't proceed yesterday. What did proceed was to look at, and administration, I believe, was already jumping on this, was a delineation between the cost of prime hours of ice time and not what we call non-prime hours, or kind of after 10 p.m. hours of ice time.
So make it more affordable then?
Yeah, so making it more affordable, and ultimately more affordable, and hopefully even better usage on those later hours if cost was a deterrent for folks before.
On a lighter note, a lot of Bomber fans are going to be coming to town, and you have raised the Rider flag now in front of City Hall to help stake out our territory. And what do you think of those signs, real friends don't let friends wear green, that they put up all across the city? How did you let that happen, Mayor?
Yeah, they snuck that one in there, didn't they? It's been a great rivalry for years. I mean, I grew up, looking forward to this weekend as a kid. It's a tradition in the city here. And there's always typically friendly banter back and forth. But ultimately, we need to paint the town green. We need to paint Regina green. This is where our entire province comes together, and we rally behind our Riders.
Well, let's make it official. I need you in the studio to make this official. I know you were busy at the moment to come in, but you're promising to come in later this morning, a little after 8 o'clock, and you're bringing me an official proclamation so we can make this official courtesy of the mayor. Is that what you're going to do?
100%. I will see you
hand-delivered.
Not too long. Hand-delivered. We're going to hand-deliver it.
Well, it's all a good fun, but honestly, we have to go green because you're going to begin to notice those Bomber fan jerseys everywhere tomorrow. Don't you feel the buzz too, Mayor, that this is created so early in the week here? It's big.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know if I've ever seen the buzz be this big, this early. Everyone's excited. I mean, you look at the team that we have this year. They are strong. They're ready. They're excited. We have a stadium that's going to be more full than it's ever been. So it is extremely exciting, and I can't wait to see us play this weekend.
Okay, well, I'll get your prediction for the outcome of the game when you get here in the studio with that proclamation in hand. We'll touch base with you after Ape Mare. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Well, you probably have said at some point this summer, it hasn't felt like summer. It was never, on a hot streak for the longest time. And when we would get hot, well, then it was so hazy outside, it was hard to enjoy and occasionally windy and rainy. And now you can't complain. This is how summer probably should have felt. It's long overdue, Kevin Martell, isn't it?
It is. And it was funny how you just described it in your forecast a little bit ago. Heat, heat, heat. I mean, That's pretty well what it is. What's it going to be like this weekend? Hot.
Yeah.
That's pretty well it.
And you feel the buzz with the great long weekend forecast ahead of us here. We just had the mayor on. He said he hasn't felt this early of a buzz towards a long weekend in a long time, largely in part because of the sold-out Mosaic, although there might be some standing room tickets left. Did you know there is a national, and we learned this morning from the Hotel Association, the National Canoe and Kayak Competition is on this weekend. It's already begun.
Well,
over at Wascana Lake.
Well, I was going to say there were a lot of vehicles over by Wascana Lake, kind of parked along Broad Street, like to a point where I'm like, what's going on here? Why is it so busy? So maybe they were setting
up. Over 800 athletes are here for this competition.
Wow.
And then everyone else is coming in for the game. So it is jammed.
Which
in our city.
Businesses, restaurants, bars, pubs, they're licking their lips right now.
Oh, it's going to be a big economic spinoff this weekend. Look, teachers, they're already back to work. I passed by school yesterday, Jack McKenzie, and the parking lot was full. And they're getting back to work early, preparing for our kids next week. And as they do that, we hear about this tragic story in Minnesota this morning, and you've got an update for us.
Yeah, and this is just something that's awful. I mean, kids there are clearly already back to school. They have just only been on for a couple days now. And so we can tell you this morning, we know that 17 people were hurt in all to go along with the two kids that tragically died. So 17 people hurt, 14 of them kids, and now we're being told by police all of them are expected to survive, and in fact, a number of them have already been released from hospital. We don't have specific numbers on how many are out, but some good news there as, trying to find something in a really dark story where the shooter is dead, believed to be by their own hand. So some of the details this morning.
Whether you're a parent or not, I think everyone is moved by the footage of those parents running to the school as well, wondering, the state of their child or children that were in that school. It's just awful. And then you hear the young kids that spoke to the media yesterday retelling their stories. And that sticks, and it's just an awful story. But
well, they're in mass. They were in mass, and the shots came from outside the building and hit obviously whoever was in the path. And unfortunately, in this case, many of them were kids.
It's 6:57, and one rider note from yesterday's practice: Brett Lawther was not at practice.
Personal reasons, they said. So it doesn't sound like obviously it's an injury, but whatever personal reasons could mean.
We had our rider reporter, Britton Gray, ask Coach Mace.
I'll leave that to Brett, personal stuff.
Okay, he's still with the football team, though?
Yep.
Okay, so will he kick this week?
Well, it really depends on the personal stuff. Yeah.
Okay. KG. So big question marks. Perhaps we'll learn a little more today.
Well, who knows? And it could come down to a field goal. These teams are not really that far off in the standings. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Calgary, kind of right behind the Bombers, right behind the Riders, but the Bombers are right behind the Stamps at 6-4 on the season. So certainly, back-to-back games against Winnipeg, depending what happens, it could change the standings a lot.
If we go on a losing streak here. That's not going to happen. Campbell Fair, by the way, was taking kicks yesterday. That's Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58. Talking about such a buzz in the city. Well, in advance of the 60th anniversary of the Labor Day Classic, it's top of mind everywhere, and we're encouraging you, of course, to wear green. Mayor Chad Baczynski joining me around 8 o'clock, just after the 8 o'clock news, to make it official. He will hand me the proclamation that proclaims here at 980 CJME, tomorrow, with the City of Regina's recognition, is officially Green Day. Everyone, wear green. Whether you have a jersey or not, find a way to put some green on, and let's paint the town green tomorrow. And Ryderville is talking nonstop about what we're seeing at Ryder practice in the days leading up and who we're not seeing. Like, for instance, missing was Brett Lothar yesterday, and CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray was there. Britton, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what did the coach say? What was the discussion about Brett Lothar missing?
Just a personal reason. Corey Mace wouldn't go into any details about what that personal reason was, but he said he's still on the team. It's not like they've released him or anything, but just a personal reason. And in terms of he'll kick this weekend, well, that depends on kind of how long this personal reason goes on for. But that was the only reason that he missed yesterday.
All right, so we've got a possibility yet today to be determined if he returns for from personal reasons. Yesterday, though, clearly, we had to have a kicker, and so was Campbell there?
Yeah, Campbell Fair was there doing some kicks just prior to practice really getting underway, prior to their warm-up and everything. The holder was backup punter James Evans, so that's what leads myself and Jamie and I to believe it will still be Brett Lothar because they're not putting him out there with Joe Couch, who is the current holder and punter. And so he was there. He was kicking from 50 yards out, over 50, and once again looking pretty good while doing it. So definitely the competition is there for Brett Lothar.
CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray, I heard you on the Green Zone, and there was a minor discussion about this, so I need to know, what is it, the kicker or the holder now? Because you were saying, you know, the laces weren't right on that last kick that he missed in the last game. So what is it, the holder or the kicker?
I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, the one hold was bad. That kick he missed in Calgary, he kicked right on the laces. You could easily tell it on the TV broadcast there. But at the same time, it feels like if it was the holder, they would just make the change. You're telling me Tommy Stevens can't hold the football or Jake Mayer or someone. So that's why I don't think it's just the holder. But something's going on this year, right? You have to kind of figure out exactly what that is.
All right, Britton, what does this secondary look like facing Zach Caleros on Sunday?
Yeah, Nelson Lacombo doesn't look like he's going to be able to go this week. So Jackson Ford is expected to start there. Of course, Regina product. You know, he knows how big this Labor Day Classic always is growing up watching it. And then Marcus Sales was still dealing with an injury, a hip injury, according to the report there. Benny Sapp was taking some reps out there. We'll see what they elect to do at that spot. And if Marcus Sales returns to practice or not today after being a late scratch ahead of that Calgary game.
All right, quarterback Trevor Harris took a good knock in the last game and stood on the sidelines near the end of it. What's the status on our quarterback?
He's all good to go. He was out there a full participant. He says it wasn't even in the top 50 worst hits he's ever taken. He says no worries about a concussion, just cramping in both calves at the same time when he got up there. That's why he was a little wobbly. So he says he's good to go and just needs, he said, some mustard or pickle juice to get rid of those cramps.
Well, what do you use when you cramp up there, Britton?
I just hope for that it ends eventually.
CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray, I thank you for the update. Oh, by the way, what's today? Is it a closed practice today, or what happens?
Open today, will be closed tomorrow, and then the walkthrough on Saturday there ahead of the big showdown on Sunday, which is going to be great. Standing room only tickets being sold.
So yeah. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
We'll be there.
And fan day on Saturday on the Field of Mosaic, where the players do a walkthrough and autographs after that, too. That's always huge. Lots of fun this weekend. Thank you, Britton. You're going to be feeling hot, hot, hot every day this long Labor Day weekend coming up. There's no end in sight. Even Holiday Monday, it looks to be close to the 30-degree mark. Joining me now, Evan Bray from our Saskatoon studios for a preview of what's to come at 8:30. You know, I just got a text here, Evan, from Cameron. He said, you know what's really buzzing these days, besides everything around the football game, are mosquitoes and wasps.
I know.
And I can't disagree. Like, even yesterday afternoon, rare that in the heat you get bitten by a mosquito, right? Like in the daytime heating. They usually come out a little later in the evening. But a couple of times I got bit by mosquitoes yesterday. They are crazy. Have you felt that there?
Absolutely. It's crazy that they're making this surge right what I would call or consider to be towards the end of the summer, because for the most part, they haven't been bad. But I'm already thinking about sitting in the grain truck, which is not air conditioned, windows down, getting eaten alive. I'm already thinking about that, which is not that far away.
Well, you've got to get a newer grain truck. That's for one.
Hey, I agree with you. Would you give my brother a call on that?
Yeah, he's got to, you know, ante up here a little bit too. But yeah, we're having the mayor in. Mayor Chad Baczynski will join me again just after 8 o'clock this morning. He is hand delivering a proclamation for 980 CJME to officially make it Green Day tomorrow. And we're counting on anything that moves to be wearing some form of green tomorrow. Jerseys are definitely welcome in any office tomorrow. How about in Saskatoon? I know the mayor there, they raised the flag too. They're trying to get on this as well.
Yeah, they're jumping on the Green Day thing as well. Actually, we just had Mayor Block on the station yesterday. So, you know, it's amazing to me how many people I've been seeing all week wearing rider gear. It seems like it's that build up to Labor Day feels a little different than just any other rider home game. There's a lot of green out there, and it's going to be a good one. I'm excited for it.
Well, you know, I'm wearing green here this morning. I've got my rider jersey. And do you know which one I'm wearing here?
Already anticipate. No, which one?
Well, the mayor's coming by. I want to look presentable, right? I've got my watermelon jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was not a huge hit. Obsidian Green seems to be the one that everyone favors the most. Because
it'll come
sales.
Back into vogue again.
Yeah. But I just thought, you know what? I'll give a little love to the watermelon. Do you have a favorite jersey the Riders present?
Well, I like their new jerseys. I haven't bought one of their Obsidian Green jerseys, but I do like them. I think they're a sharp look for sure. So it's on my list to add to the collection for
All
sure.
All right. Well, Rider Pride every day this week, particularly tomorrow, but you're showing a little Saskatchewan Pride later in the show. What's going
on? Well, Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend coming up. Who would you say, Greg, is the greatest Saskatchewanian of all time?
The greatest Saskatchewan.
I'm not giving you any more definition than that, because I know when we do this on the show, people are going to say, well, describe or define great. No, well, you define it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's, you know, Gordie Howe would be one.
There you go.
I think that's a great one.
I think that's a great one.
Guy's got a statue. I think anybody who has a statue has got to be somebody in Saskatchewan.
Is that the measure, if you've got a statue?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's the measure. There's a statue. Then you're somebody. Okay. Well, who would you pick?
Well, I think Gordie Howe would probably be my pick. But, you know, if you look into the music world, you can't help but think about Joni Mitchell. From the political side, Diefenbaker. Some people might say Tommy Douglas. I guarantee you we'll get some Brad Wall votes. It's an interesting one to see how people define greatness. But just part of the dialogue as we head into the Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend.
I think you're great.
I don't have a statue, Greg.
My point.
Well, thanks for thinking it, Greg.
You're not the greatest. You're great.
You're not statue worthy, but...
All right, look forward. And how about right out of the chute at 8:30 there?
Yeah, we've got Minister Warren Kading on, who is Saskatchewan's Minister of Trade and Exports. So this is a pretty important discussion as we head towards that 6th of September departure for China. We know Premier Mo and a few other from the delegation in Saskatchewan heading to China, hoping that Prime Minister Mark Carney is going to join them. Will they be successful? Will they get the canola tariffs removed? Will the Prime Minister join them? And as you may know, the NDP are saying, we would like some sort of a reporting on the progress you make from that trade office in China, which the provincial auditor had already signaled as well. So we'll ask the Minister of Trade about that. Lots to discuss right off the start of the show.
Evan Bray is back at 8:30. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.